I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The scene during the prison fire in Honduras on Tuesday that killed more than 300 inmates has been described as a living hell. Sadly, the conditions that led to that hellish tragedy are not unique to that jail in Comayagua, Honduras. Overcrowded prisons are the norm in Honduras. Many exceed their capacity by hundreds of inmates, and safety standards are rarely followed. Ron Nickel is president of Prison Fellowship International, a faith-based organization promoting prison reform. Ron, you visited Comayagua Prison before this tragedy. Did I accurately describe the conditions there?
Oh, you certainly did. It was housing about twice as many inmates as it was designed for. The dormitories contain anywhere between 80 and 100 inmates living or sleeping on bunk beds that are often stacked one on top of the other to a height of 5, 6, and 7. And typically what the inmates do to gain a little bit of privacy in overcrowded conditions is to erect their own walls or barriers out of wood, out of cloth, anything that they can find to afford just a bit of privacy in horrifically overcrowded settings. I remember at the time when I saw them, I thought, boy, this is a tinderbox just waiting to go up.
What's the history of this prison? Is it an old facility, or is it a new one kind of built to accommodate the growing crime rate and the growing number of perps in Honduras?
Well, it was built in the 1940s. It was built initially as a rehabilitation center, an agricultural facility for the retraining of prisoners so that they could be taught agriculture and other trades. So in many respects, the environment around the prison is much better than many other prisons, but the interior is as bad as any of them.
These prison problems are not isolated to Honduras. It's all over South and Central America. Is this part of the world indeed worse than other parts of the world that you've seen when it comes to prison conditions?
It does seem to be so. Just a few minutes ago, we were speaking with the director of our organization in El Salvador, and he reported that the prisons there are overcrowded 4 times, so even worse a situation than in Honduras. And that's pretty typical throughout Central America. Prisons are the lowest priority when it comes to government budgets. And I think it's all exacerbated by the gang problem and the narco trafficking or the drug problem.
Well, on that subject, I mean, I've been reading about the tight connections between gangs that form in prisons and their activities once they're released. I'm wondering if you're concerned about how this fire in this prison in Honduras could result in galvanizing a powerful gang someday.
Oh, certainly. I mean, there's going to be hell to pay for this. You know, it's just inevitable because there's already tremendous antipathy between the gangs and the system, the political system, the prison system, the police, and this will only fuel that antipathy.
Ron, I was reading that the prison in Comayagua has no medical or mental health care, and the budget allows less than $1 per day per prisoner for food. Can you compare that to what's going on generally across the United States in U.S. prisons?
Well, I think a lot of folks would say our prisoners in the U.S. are really coddled, but we have a lot of overcrowding in this country as well. We imprison more people per capita than any country in the world. We currently have about 2.3 million prisoners. That is one in every 100 adults in the U.S. are in prison.
Wow.
So it's a problem of a different magnitude. I'm doubtful that anything like this could happen in our institutions, but it still is a human tragedy and a waste of humanity.
Ron Nickel, president of Prison Fellowship International, a faith-based organization promoting prison reform. Thank you very much.
Thank you.